Google's Vice President of Communications, Greg Bader, joins us to talk about it. Greg, thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to be here, Mary Beth.
I guess you guys just couldn't work it out, huh?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, there are so many moving parts to this, and we appreciated all of our fans and the media's patience on this matter. We talked for several weeks between the leagues, between the teams, the Players Association, and ultimately it came down to a few factors. You know, first and foremost, as a Major League Baseball team, we need to make sure that we don't put our team at a competitive disadvantage. It would be unfair to our fans, our players, our organization, and the Ravens certainly acknowledge that, and we appreciate that. Ultimately, the ideas of a split doubleheader or a makeup game in Chicago or putting this game at the very end of the year just presented too many logistical difficulties for baseball. The NFL had too many logistical difficulties trying to do a game earlier in the week. It sounded to me like the Ravens preferred to open on the road. I believe Coach Harbaugh even said that. They would rather open on the road than play over the weekend at home for team reasons. Made perfect sense to us. And then the compromise that we were trying to reach, which was to play the game earlier on the 5th, that Thursday, just because we share the facilities and the parking lots and the way this was going to time out, neither party was really comfortable with the potential solution.
Yeah, Greg, I don't know if you heard the interview, but John Patty talked with Ravens President Dick Cass about 20 minutes ago, and he seemed to indicate at one point you thought you might be close, but you just couldn't back up your game, and it just couldn't work on the same day.
We were certainly hopeful. We never gave up. When we were first approached about this, we looked at absolutely every opportunity. We had baseball and the Players Association do the same. The White Sox were willing to play earlier. We were willing to play earlier. And, you know, logistically, it just didn't work out as far as parking and traffic and the shared experience, you know, when our fans would be required to leave the parking lots, when their fans could access the parking lots.
I mean, that's really the biggest issue, right? The parking lots.
The parking's a main issue. It is a significant issue when you have the two stadiums so close together. All of the parking is shared. You know, there simply isn't enough parking elsewhere to accommodate both facilities. So at the end of the day, the Grand Prix will have just finished up the previous weekend. There's potential for barriers to still be in place throughout the city and the area. The congestion factor would have been enormous, and really the fan experience would have been poor for both Orioles fans and Ravens fans, or fans who tried to attend both. It just would not have been an enjoyable operational experience for them. It had the potential to really ruin an exciting day, which is the kickoff of the NFL season and an important September baseball game for the Orioles. And at the end of the day, the parties just all determined mutually that this was simply not going to work out.
Yeah, I mentioned this before, but you guys both went out of your way in your press releases to not create any bad blood between the two teams.
The relationship we have with the Ravens really is genuinely excellent. I think you saw during our playoff run how they embraced us, how their players began using buckle up, wearing our T-shirts, rooting our team on, having us out to the stadium when our season did conclude. And we, of course, returned the favor, doing the same to celebrate the Ravens championship with throwing confetti out the warehouse window as the Ravens paraded by, having our Oriole bird with the Ravens flag. The feelings we have for each other are genuinely that of fans of another organization.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
What have we learned from all this?
Well, I think what we learned is, the MLB schedule comes out in September, and any considerations of moving games for certain days prior to that can easily be worked out. But then once a schedule is set, it becomes much more challenging because there are so many parties involved and so many logistical concerns.
All right. Orioles Vice President of Communications, Greg Bader, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
All right, we'll see you opening day.